It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Midnight Rider.
Chris McMahon.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 12:02 on this Sunday morning. Just when you thought you were rid of me. Nope. Sunday morning, McMonagle. I got you for 3-4 hours. I don't know. The clock's turned 2 twice. I'll be here until 3 a.m., whenever that is. 888-808-1019. That's right. And you know, I'm still stewing. I have no problem admitting this. I'm a man-child. I have difficult getting over things. And as I'm still trying to come to grips with the worst inning I've ever seen in the history of baseball and the Yankees losing the World Series to the Los Angeles Dodgers, today was the first day towards forgetting it. Today was the first day as you realize the season's over. And already, the moves have begun, the gears have begun shifting, and we look forward to next year. And while I'm still struggling, and we'll talk about it, 888-808-1019. If you still want to talk about Yankees, I heard the calls at the end of Danielle's show. If you still want to talk about who's to blame for the fifth and why the Yankees weren't up 3-2 getting ready, you know, last night playing game 7 instead of going home in 5, we still can. But now it is kind of time. And amazingly enough for Yankee fans, it's been a long time since the offseason and the hot stove started right away. We forget what it's like to be in the World Series and suddenly the day after, the weekend after, dealing with, oh, what should we do? And here we are. And as you heard the news at the top of the update, as you've heard all day, Gerrit Cole, the ace of the New York Yankees, the man who was on the mound for that fifth inning of debauchery, has elected to opt out. And I think, you know, it seemed like a foregone conclusion for a long time. I've been talking about this for a long time, knowing that the Yankees only had to add a year to the end of the contract to avoid and null and void the opt-out of Gerrit Cole. And it seemed like we were on a track of eventually that happening and the Yankees doing it, no one having really much to say about it. And then he gets hurt this year. And he's kind of not the same when he comes back. And then you start to ask yourself, the age, the inability to go deep into the games, The 90 pitches kind of hallmark, even though he did go deeper into it in the final start of his season in Game 5 of the World Series where he was able to go 107. But for the most part, and we see the changing landscape inside Major League Baseball and how the bullpens have taken over more than ever. I mean, this has been a trend we've been used to for a long time, but it is really starting to take hold that these bullpens are so important and starting pitchers are going less and less. And if you look at just this year, the New York Yankees played their best baseball when Gerrit Cole was on the shelf. When Gerrit Cole was recovering from his elbow injury at the start of the year, the pitching rotation was its best of the entire season. Luis Gil was a monster and a foregone conclusion to win Rookie of the Year. And it was just a matter of could they get him to the end of the season healthy with the amount of innings he was going to pitch. They had a streak of, what was it, three straight months of not having a pitcher go less than four innings, a major league record. They were winning all those games. They built up the record that eventually allowed them to kind of coast, if you could, and putting that in the nicest terms, coast through the middle of the season before they found themselves again in August and September and got themselves into the World Series. So, you know, for a long time, Gerrit Cole has been the ace. Last year, the Cy Young Award winner. And if you would have asked me this time last year, well, what are the Yankees going to do if and when Cole opts out? It was an easy answer. I've answered this question many times. Anytime a caller had called up and said, you know, he's got an opt-out clause and no one's familiar with the idea. Yeah, yes, he does. But the Yankees only have to add a year. This is a no big deal. And as obviously Anthony Rizzo was not picked up for his contract, that was a obvious one for the New York Yankees, electing to go with the $6 million buyout as opposed to giving him the full $17 million contract for this year. That's an easy one. And Manaea opting out is clearly an easy one, and he'll go to free agency, and there's qualifying offers and all that different stuff that we can get into. But heading into this, it would have been an easy answer. You bring back Gerrit Cole. He just won the Cy Young. He's the best, most durable, reliable starting pitcher in baseball. Heading into the World Series, myself, Evan Roberts, many people called him the X Factor in this series. The ability to be that guy. The ability to be that ace at the start, at the top of the rotation. The ability to go deeper into games than most any other pitcher in baseball. What Cole provides is invaluable. But now that you step away from losing the World Series, you're sick to your stomach about it, and you start looking forward about building this team and the prospect and shadow of Juan Soto's free agency looms over everything, and the idea that we know and the comments have been out there about the owner and the amount of money in the payroll, and you don't need a $300 million payroll to win a championship, and they're 18th in Major League Baseball on revenue made versus revenue spent. Let me say that again, 18th in Major League Baseball, which is embarrassing for the New York Yankees and Hal Steinbrenner. And suddenly the conversation arises of how important is starting pitching at Gerrit Cole's age? Is this an opportunity to get rid of $36 million off the payroll? It seems much more like an actual question than it ever would have before. It seemed like there is a route that the New York Yankees could take by saying goodbye to Gerrit Cole, moving on, and building their team in a different fashion. It wouldn't have only a year ago, less than a year ago, but today you get the news, he's opting out. You say to yourself, well, in the free agency market, would he really get this much? And you play, well, I mean, what did he do for them? They lost both games in the World Series that he started. And you start to think, maybe, just maybe, it's in the Yankees' best interest to move on from Gerrit Cole. And I can tell you now, the more I think about it, the stupider that sounds. Because everything I said leading into this is 100% true. The Yankees need Gerrit Cole. You need an ace at the top of your rotation. Their starting pitching might flounder. Starting pitching might be less important than ever. Bullpens might be more important than ever. Gerrit Cole is 34 years old. Gerrit Cole is on the backside of his career, let's say. Gerrit Cole is still, if you watched Game 5 up until the fifth inning, of course, but even then, his ability to get through it and pitch more innings, Gerrit Cole is the most reliable, dependable starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. That is still a fact today. And if the New York Yankees are going to be the New York Yankees, not only do they have to sign Juan Soto, and now it feels like those two gentlemen are what will decide how we view. It's amazing. Two Yankees heading into free agency. It's not about who the Yankees will get. It's about who they will retain. And those two guys are clearly on the forefront of what this Yankee team will look like next year and what this offseason is kind of going to be about. Clearly more Juan Soto than even Gerrit Cole. But I still believe that this is a no-brainer, that Gerrit Cole needs to be on this team. Gerrit Cole is arguably, and even come postseason, it's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In time, because he is a difference maker when you look throughout the league. Right? There are the Nathan Eovaldis who don't have great regular seasons or have their problems and then show up and pitch great in the postseason. There are guys who can perform. There are guys who can give you good starts. There are guys you feel confident in. We'll see. There's obviously Blake Snell's going to hit the free agent market at an elder age as well, not as old as Cole, but still on the other side of 30. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at the course of this career for Gerrit Cole and what he's been as a New York Yankee, he has been worth every single penny. And if you're the New York Yankees, you do not worry about tacking on an extra year at the end of this. You need Gerrit Cole because you're going to look at the face and you're going to reach out to a fan base and try and tell them that all the ills they've encountered over the last several years in the Boone era, and we'll get into them, 888-808-1019, failing to win the World Series, losing to the Dodgers in a laughingstock manner, having the Dodgers and their scouting report and some of the players come out and say things and embarrass the New York Yankees despite the fact they went to the World Series. You have to look at this fan base and tell them you're going to be better. And tell them next year we won't stop in the 5th inning of Game 5. Next year we're going to be world champions. And I don't care if it's Corbin Burns, I don't care if it's Blake Snell, I don't care what other pitcher in Major League Baseball, you're going to have a tough time telling me that there is a more dependable, surefire, guaranteed starting pitcher to be excellent next year than Gerrit Cole. Because they don't exist. They don't exist. And I don't care about the ever-changing landscape of Major League Baseball. The Yankees need an ace. Hell, if you want to talk about his connection to Juan Soto, as I just talked about those two guys being as important as they can be here in this offseason, Juan Soto wants to win, right? Unless it doesn't matter, and if the Florida Marlins offered him, or the Miami Marlins, excuse me, if the Miami Marlins offered him the most money, he'd go. If the Chicago White Sox offered him the most money, he would go. If the Colorado Rockies offered him the most money, he would go, which is what everyone seems to think. But if winning, as Juan Soto has said, is important to him, and yes, he just tasted the World Series in a Yankee uniform, and that is meaningful, they're going to have a tough time selling Juan Soto on this team being as good as it can be, losing their ace, and watching this Yankee team not bring back their ace, and watching them let him go for $35 million 5 years from now. That's going to be a tough sell to Juan Soto. It's going to be a tough sell to Juan Soto. Like, hey, I know you want to come here. We can win. But I have to strip this organization bone dry if I'm going to want to pay you the $50 million you want. That is not the message you want to send to Juan Soto, your fan base, or the rest of baseball, who has, at the moment, laughed at you louder than any World Series team I can ever remember. Never has a team made the World Series and been more mocked, laughed at, counted out, discounted, argued about, told they weren't good enough to be there. All the nonsense that's going around this Yankee team right now after a World Series loss. A World Series loss, as embarrassing as it was. They can't turn around and lose their ace. Now, I do think, and I saw this from John Boy, I got to give him credit. I do think there's an opportunity here to get creative. Because bottom line is, Gerrit Cole needs to be a Yankee next year. Bottom line. I don't care how. If the easiest and only way is to give him the extra year at the end of the contract, you do it. You don't think about it. But there is a way to get creative here and to open up some money for Juan Soto and building the rest of this team. Because if you want to be the ace of this staff, Gerry Cole, if you want to hold signs that say a Yankee today, tomorrow, and forever, if you want to pitch in games like Game 5 of the World Series in a Yankee uniform and help this team get better, could you be interested in signing a contract where money is deferred and messed around with? Because if you can get him now that he's opt out, now I don't know if it's strictly they've got until I've seen conflicting reports. I believe it's Monday afternoon or Sunday night. It doesn't matter. They have 24 hours, let's just say, to decide whether to pick up this contract or not. If they're willing to manipulate this, he could actually find a way to make more money over the next 5 years than the 180 he would if they pick up this extra year of his contract to avoid the opt-out. They could defer some money, end up giving him a raise, and saving money on this year and maybe even next year's payroll to give to the guys they need, which is Juan Soto plus. As of right now, they don't have a first baseman, and I have a tough time just handing it to Ben Rice. As of right now, they don't have a left field. And as much as we all believe in Jason Dominguez, are we comfortable just saying he's the starting center fielder? And do we think the Yankees are comfortable saying he's the starting fielder when he didn't play a single second other than a pinch run situation in the entire postseason? Gleyber Torres probably won't be here. Are we comfortable giving all of these positions to young, inexpensive players and going about building a championship team? Because if we are, the answers are easy. If we're not, then the answers become more difficult. And some of the easiest way in my mind to establish all of those things and set up a payroll that would make sense to add a Christian Walker, for example, or a Santander, or someone else to help this team out, is to eliminate some of the money Gerrit Cole is getting without eliminating the innings Gerrit Cole provides. So there are options here. We're going to see how the Yankees handle it, but bar none, without question, Gerrit Cole needs to be a New York Yankee. I don't care what the talk is. I don't care how much they failed with him. I don't care about Game 5. I don't care about the numbers on his velocity and spin rate after the injury last year. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care about the money. I don't care about his age. I don't care about anything. I care about this coming year and the next year. And there is no reason to think Gerrit Cole won't be one of the top starting pitchers in the league, which is what he's been every single year. And despite last year, he's been the healthiest. He's been the most reliable. He's given you the most innings in all of Major League Baseball. And not covering first base, as annoyed at him as I am at the moment, doesn't change the fact of who he is, what he is, and how important he is to this team. 888-808-1019. So talking a little Yankee hot stove, Matt Stove as well, obviously, as Manaea opts out, and we'll see what kind of contract he gets. I would think the Mets are extremely interested in bringing him back. I would think there are some guys on the Mets who are interested in possibly picking up the qualifying offer, if given it to them, which I think is about $22 million this year. If you don't know what the qualifying offer is, they offer it to a free agent. It's a one-year deal worth $22 million. If they decline it, the team would get a draft pick as that player heads into free agency, or if he accepts it, it's a one-year deal worth $22 million. Could you see Severino get such an offer? What do the Yankees do with Rizzo? Is this opt-out? Is this picking up his six-year option a final goodbye, or is there a way for them to figure out a lesser contract and bring a veteran player who has been important to this team back, although it can't be in a starting role? So there's a lot to get to with both Yankee and Met offseason hot stove news, building these teams moving forward. It's the World Series. I'm sick of talking about it. But if you want to continue to talk about why the New York Yankees are not world champions, why the Los Angeles Dodgers scouted them and said they're bad at baseball, and why Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman should or shouldn't be back, we could do that all morning long, as well as we'll get to the Giants, who play a game today at home, and I will tell you exactly what I want to see. in this football game. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Quick break. Come back with your phone calls. I got you all the way till 3 a.m. There's two 2 a.m.s, so it's going to be a while. Hang in on this Sunday morning. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.